This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 195. Now that we're hitting the Predator 2 from 1990, we're continuing our Predator watch through. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Predator 2 from 1990?
I said it last week. This is pretty much a first time watch because I watched this when I was 10 and I don't remember much. So this is a first time watch. I literally, when I was watching it this time, I remembered one scene. The rest of it was like all brand new to me. So it's been 25 years, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, Predator 2, I watch in occasionally, like here and there. Not all the time like Predator 1, but I watch it through here. So it's been a few years since I've seen Predator 2. But let's check out what the audience and the critics have to say about Predator 2, Nate.
Well, I mean, comparatively, Part 1, Predator had amazing reviews. Predator 2, not so much. This sits at a 33% critic score and a 44% audience score. So nobody particularly gave this... some people might have gave it rave reviews, but majority did not dig Predator 2.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's just difference of 11 between the two.
Also, fun fact, this had a higher budget than the original Predator and made less money than the original. So it was kind of a failure, which is why you didn't see another sequel till what, 2010 or 2013 or something like that? Like 20 years because of that.
Well, I mean, also didn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, a lot of people attached to the Predator is like, Arnold didn't come back. But
comparatively, the first movie had a pretty low budget and made a lot of money, and this one had a big budget and then didn't make it back. So that was the
thing. Well, let's see.
But either way, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. We're gonna throw out those scores. We're gonna give our take on this movie. So with that said, lead character Danny Glover. Yeah, Nate.
I don't know how this review is gonna go for some people.
Yeah,
but I hope I don't step on any toes with this review, because let me tell you something, Danny Glover, whack. This character, not Danny Glover. He's not a whack guy. I like Danny Glover. Don't get me wrong. His character is cop. That's it. He's cop. There is no, like, okay, in the first movie, Arnold is military guy, right? Dutch, got a cool name. But at least there is you get nuggets of backstory between him and Carl Weathers in the intro, and then later as they're going along, and you get to know him as a character, his skill set, things like that. You don't learn anything about Danny Glover in this movie other than he is a cop. That's it. You don't know if he's married. You don't know if he got a bunch of kids. You don't know if he got no kids. All you know is he shows up to work and he's a cop and he's sweating all the time. Everyone's sweating in this whole movie, by the way. I get it. There's a heat wave, but like, come on. It's just too sweaty. It's grossing me out. Anyway, Danny Glover plays the role fine. I don't have a problem with his performance. But again, we don't score necessarily the actor unless they add something. I don't think he added anything. I think he played like a toned down version of Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon. He was just like slightly, like he didn't want to retire, but he's pretty much just a cop and he's on a case and he got partners. I didn't care for it. I don't think it's a great lead. If we're talking about like lead character, especially compared to Dutch, it's not for me. I gave him a 2, but again, no slight to Danny Glover, but what is he really like? What is that character? He's just cop. And so no backstory, doesn't really do anything interesting. I didn't really care for him, to be honest with you. Plus he's off screen for like long stretches of the movie. Like he's not even there. It follows all this other stuff. So didn't do much for me. I gave him a 2.
Yeah. Look, when it comes to Danny Glover, he plays Lieutenant Mike Harrigan.
Mike Harrigan.
I liked him. I thought he was a good character. I mean, I do agree with you. He's a cop. Yeah, he's a cop. You know, the problem with this movie is he's a cop. Yeah, he's a cop. But the problem with this movie, I think the identity of this film for me feels lost with these characters. And I'll bring it up in storyline because this is where it hurts me, because I think it's the tone of the movie and the way it was told is what hurt the characters. What this hurt Danny Glover's character, because basically they were like, okay, he is Lethal Weapon. The only thing you needed to do is just put Mel Gibson in the movie and it would have been Lethal Weapon 3 during that time.
Versus Predator.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, if people didn't realize, his captain from Lethal Weapon was in the movie with him. It's actually really funny. But anyway, his character is just such a generic character in this movie. He had nothing new to... I mean, he fought the Predator, but it was just not even a fight, to be really honest with you. It was not a fight at all. He had one arm. So, yeah. But in terms of like the character, his character, and I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just like I said, it's a generic, but it's like sometimes he's laughing and giggling. And then the perfect example.
Pissed off.
Yes. Yeah. The perfect example. Here we go. Remember when Bill Paxton walks in and hits him and Danny Boy, and they're like, oh, she's about to do a thing. And they start going, right? They laughing, yeah. Right? And then all of a sudden he goes, he's ready to see you. And then when he walked in, all of a sudden he was mad serious. He was like, why you want to be a cop here in LA? Remember that scene? The cameras went mad dark. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell? Like 2 seconds ago, you're laughing up the store. He was just like sitting in a chair like this. He was just like, so why do you want to be a cop? And I couldn't like, and I'm a big defender for this movie, but after seeing that, I'm like, yo, and then I was like, okay, whatever. But it's just certain scene irked me with the character. But anyway, I gave him a 3.5. I thought he was good. Yeah. I thought the character was good. I think it could have been a way better character if they took their time to write this movie. But,
and again, I like the casting. Like I don't, it's not like if someone else played him, he'd be better. No, Danny Glover, good choice, but just you're saying a lot of stuff that I'm going to say also in storyline. So I'm right there with you. I agree 100%.
Yeah. All right. Main villain, of course, my man, the Predator.
All right. So this again, here we go. I hope I don't step on any toes here. This is probably, okay. I don't remember the new one, the Predator. I don't remember it. We're going to be watching it. So take this with, as of right now, from what I remember of this movie, the first movie, and the third movie, this is the worst Predator out of all of them. And I'll explain why. He's not the worst in terms of gear. He has cool, you know, I like his little blades, his little, all that. Still looks cool. Last episode, we talked about, he's like an iconic creature in the history of film. And this doesn't move off of that as far as how he looks, the appearance. Although the invisibility looks worse in this movie than it does in the first movie, in my opinion. It has like these little waves. And by the way, everyone seems to be able to see him even when he's invisible. Like, what good is camouflage if they always see you? Like, everyone's always like, I think I see something. It's like, how? He's supposed to be just invisible. So that kind of bothered me, number one. Number two, and this was, I already wasn't totally on board with this version of the Predator, but my brother walked in, okay? So sometimes when I'm watching these movies, my brother will randomly walk in at a random part. He'll stand there, he'll watch it for like 4 or 5 minutes, and then he'll make an observation. And a lot of times it's pretty good, even though he hasn't watched the first 30 minutes or the last 40 minutes. And he's watching the scene, and Predator's going, and he's on the train, and the Predator gets on the train, and he's invisible, but you still just see him pretty much. And he's killing all these guys. And my brother just goes, what is this? What is this Predator? And I'm like, that's the Predator. He's like, I thought the Predator was like all about the hunt. I thought the whole thing with the Predator is he's trying to hunt, prove that he's like, this Predator is just like a serial killer. He's just going around killing people. And I'm like, you're right. He's just literally killing gang members. He's almost a good guy in that regard. Like, he's killing the Jamaicans. He's killing the Colombians. He's he killed a couple of cops, but still, I didn't love it. It didn't feel like the Predator from the first movie. Like, what the hell is this Predator doing? And my last gripe, and my score is not like a 2 or a 1. Don't get me wrong. But my last gripe, Arnold Schwarzenegger, dude is 6'4", I don't know, 260, all muscle, pure muscle, highly trained military man, didn't beat the Predator, right? Like, the Predator blew him. I mean, he beat him, but the Predator blew himself up. You know what I mean? And we got Danny Glover, 50 years old, not very strong, tired cop. He beats the hell out of this Predator. He absolutely beats the hell out of this Predator. He gets his weapon from him. He chops his arm off. He cuts him down the thing. I'm like, you're telling me that Arnold could not dominate this Predator, but old receding hairline Danny Glover come on my screen and this is the worst Predator. Maybe it's just the Predator. Maybe it's this one. Maybe he's like a rookie or something. He's the worst version. I still gave him a 3 because he got a good body count. He got good gadgets and he looks awesome. He's the weakest Predator I ever seen in my life. He's not good at he's good at killing people when they can't see him. As soon as you can see him, this guy's a piece of trash. Danny Glover beats him. I don't like it. 3. And that's I'm being generous.
I mean, if you're going to complain with that, I mean, look at with Prey, a 13-year-old chick beat the Predator and did the same thing.
She had so much help from the brother. The brother did a lot of damage to him.
I guess.
First, Danny Glover, just old Danny Glover, did it all by himself.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, he did have Gary Busey, though, help. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gary Busey, did, who got blown up and then got chopped in half because he shot him with some mist or whatever he was doing.
I totally now, understand.
I know what you're saying, but like, I'm coming off one. Let's say I've never seen Prey. I saw part one. I saw part two. I'm like, what the hell is this? Predator's whack. Like,
no, I understand what you mean. I totally understand, but I gave him a 4.
That's all no, good.
But I didn't give him the 5. And this is the reason why. I totally agree with everything you said. I love his gadgets. His gadgets is amazing in this movie. I love the way he looks in terms of when he's out of camouflage. I think he looked a little bit better than the first one. I think they hooked him up in terms of the makeup. He looks way better. I agree with you. His camouflage was god awful. I don't know what the hell they. I think they were trying to go with the original look and then upgrade it a bit, but it didn't work at all. Like,
it looked like little rings.
Yeah, it looked horrible. Weird. Like, whoever designed it, it was bad. In terms of his like mannerisms, I thought it was cool though when he landed and when he
same
first
guy in the suit,
huh? Way. Yeah, same yeah, yeah. It was the Peter. I think his name is Peter Hall or something like that. Hall, Peter the original Hall, dude. But I liked when he lands because you see the difference in size and. And he looked cool, especially when in the Jamaican scene, when he's tearing them all up. I liked it. I was like, yo, this is actually really graphic, really cool. When he fought my man, King Willie, right? And he lands in the water puddle. I was like, okay, this looks cool. When he's walking towards him, and then he does the fight stands. And I was like, wow, this is actually, I mean, stupid scene. But yes. I thought it was a really cool, like, I would have ran. I mean, I don't know why, but I would have ran if a puddle of wood is kicking up. I would have been like, peace, like chicken grease. Yeah. I'm like, I'm out. But I'm like, I'm out. Honestly, look, in terms of the Predator, I do agree with you. I think my problem and the reason why the score was never going to get higher than a 5 for me was the surrounding, and it was L.A. I think it hurt the character a bit because I think if this was in the Colombian jungle with this Predator, I could have gave him the 5. And you might have raised him a bit because he was in his element. But I think is the fact is the scenery did not do justice for this one. And you're right. The train scene, the train scene alone. Okay, let me just tell you. The train scene, my man is crawling on top of a train. Okay. Crawling. Okay. Did not do good for me, man. I had to drop a point. I said, this is not good.
That scene is horrible.
It is really
bad.
And
I saw some people commenting like, oh, the train scene. I'm like, that train scene was not only that, Bill Paxton shooting him dead on and nothing's happening. But later, Danny Glover shoots him. He's getting hit. Like,
I was noticing that too. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, camouflage doesn't reflect bullets. I was like, that made no sense. The other scene that annoyed me. Okay, is now we're nitpicking. Now I'm getting mad at myself.
That's okay.
When Danny Glover in that scene goes to check up on, he goes, hey, where's Jerry? Right? He goes, and the captain goes, I don't know. He's like, don't move. He runs, and then you see the Predator rip his skull off, and he goes, Jerry! And then he starts running towards him. I say, wait a minute. When the hell did you ever see the Predator 2 meters away where people are at and rips a skull off? Like, he'll take it to, like, you know, wherever his nest is. And do all that stuff. So that was a little weird. Like,
just because she's pregnant? Give me a break.
Yeah,
give me a break.
That was like, another. Yeah, that was a little foolish.
Yeah, what is this? He's I'm sorry. He's nice. He's frail. I don't like
him. How about the little kid? He was like, you want a piece of candy? And what you want?
Oh, my God. I almost texted
you. He should have stabbed the kid.
I know we don't talk about these movies before we do them.
I know.
This review is shaping up to be a real classic here. I almost texted you and said, what the hell are you making me watch? Because I know you like this movie. You said you liked it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this kid's like, you want some candy? And then the Predator was like, you want some candy? And then not only that, the Predator has one-liners. Like, he talks like regular.
You know, motherfucker.
Oh, I hated it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, I checked the time. I was like, this got to be almost over. And then I saw there was only like 12 minutes left. I was like, oh, because that happens at the end. I was like, okay, I'll finish this. It was like, it was like 20 minutes. I said, I'll finish this. Goodbye. This is very stupid, which I'm still saving for another part of this.
He's a motherfucker. And he just threw him. I said, wow. I was like, the Predator is one word. He knew it was fucker. Well, all right,
he also says, shit happens.
He does. I don't remember.
He does. Oh my God.
Oh my God. No. Okay. I gave it a 4. You gave it a 3. Okay. Action scenes.
It was okay. Nowhere near the level of the first movie. You're right. The setting hurts it. You think, what if we put the Predator in a city? And you think that might be okay, but then it's not. Like, I don't know why I don't get the same thrill of seeing him fight people in an apartment. I just don't. You know, like, He's in an apartment killing all the Jamaicans. And I'm just like, this is not, I don't like it as much. Not cool to me. There's also like the train. I don't like that train scene. Is horrible. I think it's horrible. It's not thrilling. I like the opening shootout. It's not a little. It's very over the top, but at least it's entertaining. I do like the opening with the Colombians and the Jamaicans all fighting each other, and the cops are all there, and there's freaking new, okay. Oh, I'll save that for later. Yeah, that scene was okay. The gadgets are cool. Where I give it points is that at least it's R-rated. It's bloody. It's gory. You know me. I like R-rated action. It doesn't skimp on that stuff. The last fight with the guys in the suits, I think there's some really solid visuals there. I also watched this in 4K like you, and that scene looked particularly good. I don't know, like when they had the flashlights on and everything, it looked really good. I like that scene. I thought that was cool. And he drops down in the middle of them and he has the spear. That was fun. I think there was some fun action, but there was also some really not so fun action. I'm going to be nice here. I'm going to be nice with my action score, and I'm going to give it the softest 4, because there's a good amount. It is violent. There's just some cheese that I didn't love, but it's nowhere near the first. Like, the first movie's a 5, but it's like way beyond this one. This is like barely a 4 for me.
Yeah, look, I gave this movie a 4 in terms of action scenes. I thought the action scenes is the saving grace of this film. Mm-hmm. I thought they were entertaining. I enjoyed it. I was grinning. I'm not going to lie. When I see the Predator does his stuff, I was mad happy seeing it. I was like, yo, this is actually pretty cool. There's a lot of great, memorable scenes in this movie, especially the opening sequence when you don't get to see what happens in, but you could hear the gun firing, explosions going off. And I was like, okay, that's actually pretty cool. Now, when they show the Jamaican scene, when the dude is banging the chick, and then they all come in and they take him, and he's like, I'm going to take your soul. And all of a sudden, chaos erupts. I liked it. I was like, yo, this is actually pretty cool. Because you get to see the gadgets come to life. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Especially the one that he hits you and you're like, oh, and it starts to wind up. I was like, that's sick. Like, yeah, I do agree. You have that stuff. The meat factory situation, I was a little, because I don't know about you. I'm going to bring it up now. Because I was going to hold it off for story, but I'll bring it up now. I want to see if you can agree with me or disagree with me.
Okay.
Doesn't that scene remind you a little bit of Aliens when Sigourney Weaver is watching them from the camera and they go switch from real ammo to fake ammo? And then he was like, you know, he's like, Hicks, it's around you, because you see the beacon going off. And then they were like, where, man? And they all start to drop. Wasn't the same thing? And then she was like, and then she put Newt in the chair, and then she went to save the Marines. Wasn't it the same thing?
It's not similar. I'll say that. It is not totally different. You might be onto something. Yeah, it was, 6 years later? So,
yeah.
Not surprising. They might have copied a little bit.
I felt a little bit. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, this looked kind of familiar. And then he was just like, Keys, he's right near you. And then he was like, get off the line. And I was it sounded, oh, Gary, his voice. All right. I know we're not talking about him. Didn't his voice change like 4 times in this movie?
Yeah.
Because he was
depends
like,
on his mood or yeah, the scene. Yeah,
because in that scene, he sounded like he snorted a mountain of cocaine. Because he was just like, get out of here, Jack.
He sounded like Nick Nolte.
He did. I'm saving you this time. And I'm going to tell him again. All right, get out of here. And I was just like, what is wrong with his voice? I gave it a 4-2. I thought it had great scenes. I'm not going to hurt it, but it had great scenes. And a lot of, like I said, it's good, memorable. And the Meat Factory is a memorable scene. It's just similar to another movie that came prior years later. But all right, storyline.
All right, well, here's where we come to the point where I really did not like this storyline of this movie. There's almost nothing. I really was surprised when I was watching it. There's almost nothing I like as far as the storyline of this movie. You got this. First of all, they introduced this big war. There's a gang war, the Colombians and the Jamaicans, and you get the fights and all that. By the end of the film, it means nothing. All of it means nothing. There is no relevancy to it other than to have scenes where the Predator kills a bunch of people. And one thing I don't like, see, what the first movie did well, when we reviewed that, you said it starts off like a military war movie, and then it all of a sudden switches to like a monster creature feature. And it worked, right? The problem with this movie is you can't do that again, because everyone who's going to see this saw the first Predator. You know what I mean? Most people don't go to Predator 2 as their first movie, you know, like the first time seeing the Predator. I'm not saying no one, but right. Most people. So you can't do the thing where you make this whole storyline and then in the third act, all of it means nothing, because that's what happens here. You get all of a sudden it's more about Gary Busey and the government people been tracking the Predator the whole time, and they really want to capture him for his technology. Danny Glover's partner getting killed means nothing. Bill Paxton, like, all of it ends up meaning nothing. And I think it's bad writing. I really do. I don't think this was well written. And the weird thing is, this was written by the same guys who wrote the first movie. So I don't know what the hell happened. They're only made 3 years apart, but they're set 10 years apart. That was another thing. This is supposed to be 1997, and all the guns look stupid. They have all these little, like, they put these little, like, metal gadgets on them to make them look like, I guess, what they think guns are going to look like in 1997. But guns never look like that. They still don't look like that. Then you have the heat wave thing. Like, there's all this stuff that adds nothing. Then there's like a voodoo witch doctor guy throwing bones on the cans in the alleyway. I'm like, what am I watching right now? And I don't like asking, what am I watching, so many times during a movie. And I did that a lot during this movie. I think it's poorly written. I think it's poorly paced. I think the main issue with this movie, it's not Danny Glover, although the character, it's the script. And that's tied to storyline, like you were saying. Danny Glover's fine. Bill Paxton, I liked him. He was the best part of the movie. He was kind of the Shane Black role. Like, he would just show up and, like, say jokes, inappropriate jokes. But at least he had a moment, you know, like, he had some moments where he was, like, actually doing... Shane Black didn't do crap in the original Predator. You know what I mean? Like, Bill Paxton at least does something. I didn't like it. I gave it a one. There's nothing about the script or the story that I enjoyed. I hated the ending. He kills him. He fights him. He goes on the ship. All the other Predators just leave him alone because he killed one of theirs, I guess. Okay, they respect him now, and they give him an old gun, and then they leave. Bye. And I'm just like, what? And then it ends. And the guy's like, you're going to get another chance. You'll get another chance to get him or whatever. And it's like, oh, Lord. And they never did. They never got another chance. No. It never happened. I hated it. I hated the story.
I will eat crow on this one. I did not like the story. I gave it a one also. I finished watching this movie and I did not enjoy the storyline at all. Yeah. I will defend this movie. I will still defend the movie. It's just the storyline is a piece of shit. It's just not good at all. It's not fun. It's not, you're not driven with these characters. Like, I didn't even give a shit if Danny Glover lived or not. I was just like, right. And they made me feel that way. It's not like I'm saying that he's a great actor. I love him. He's as Murtaugh. Yeah. I could watch even Lethal Weapon now. If they made part five, I would go see it in the theater. But my thing is, those characters, I had felt no affection of Bill Paxton dying in the movie. There was no, even Danny Boy. Like, I was like, okay, he's going to get mad. But it was the same trope as every movie. You kill the guy, he's going to take revenge. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. Like yeah. I didn't kill for that. This movie... What I was talking about in the beginning was what hurt this movie a lot. It was trying to be something that it wasn't. And it didn't have the same formula of the first movie, meaning that it didn't have to be Predator 1, like you said. My only thing is you take that style and just implement it into the sequel and you're good to go. They didn't do that. It felt very RoboCop, And if people don't
agree with that.
Yeah, it felt very, you had the annoying fucking news guy. He was like, people need to know. The media needs to know. And I'm like, you're covering it up. It's a cover up. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, why did it kill you? Like, it was
cover up your mouth.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It was like annoying characters like that is what drew me away from the movie. I was just like, I forgot how annoying that guy was. And he had a lot of screen time. Which is weird.
Morton Downey.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like,
what an annoying guy. You're right.
He was annoying. I did not like him. There was a lot of stupid, useless shit in the movie, right? Like, this is a town, LA, but there was no other cops around these guys at all. He was like, oh, instead of talking to another police, no, they didn't. What did they do? They went straight to freaking King Willie and in the drug underground. Like, King Willie's going to know what the hell's going on. And you're right. He's throwing bones on a thing. How you doing, Mr. Policeman?
Watch that scene. Okay, I know you just watched it, but watch it again and tell me anything he says that means anything.
No, they don't.
It doesn't. It doesn't mean nothing.
No.
He gets his head taken off, but they didn't even show it.
It just, like, but the thing is inconsistency, I guess, works best for this movie because it's like, you're setting me in a world. Now you're telling me in 1997 where this movie takes place, police run its shit. So it's basically Detroit RoboCop. where they're getting their asses. It's the same. I think if we put on RoboCop in this movie, it's the same thing. Because then when Murphy entered the fucking police precinct and met Lewis, chaos was in there and she had to fight the bad guy. Like one of the bad guys got loose or something. And then she kicks him and he goes, hey, Lewis, stop playing with the guy. This is your new partner, Alex. Like it had the same feel and I didn't like it. And I love RoboCop. It's just RoboCop is RoboCop for a reason.
Great.
Yeah, it's just
but
this movie.
Aliens is also great, but when you copy the scene in a different movie, it doesn't always work.
It don't. It doesn't. And this movie storyline did not do justice, man. It just was a piece of shit. I gave it a one. You gave it a one. All right, here we go. Overall.
So I didn't like this movie. I think it's pretty well established. I'm not surprised. I think I told you last week when I watched it when I was a kid, I didn't like it either. I was also a kid. I don't know much. You know, when I'm 10, I haven't even begun to like form a taste in film, but I remember not liking it. And I think watching it now, I realize why. Like, I think it's just not good. Now, can it be entertaining? Yes. Like, I could see why people who maybe liked this back when it came out would still like it. I did read online, like it had horrible reviews when it came out and then like it got a cult following. And if you really think about that style of movie, any movie that has a cult following, that means it's usually not a very good movie, but people still like it. That's kind of what a cult following is. It's pretty rare that you have like, no, I'm not saying never, but rare where you have like a masterpiece film that no one liked when it came out, but then everyone loves it. There's a few, it happens here and there, but for the most part, it's like this movie's kind of crap. But I still love it. And I get it. I think there's a lot of appeal. Like you said, like Predator's cool. If you like the character, it does have good action scenes. As an action movie, it functions like it's fine. But just the storyline is so piss poor. And the lead character is not, none of the characters are interesting. I actually agree with you 1,000%. None of them are interesting. I don't care about them. Whereas in Predator, you meet this group of guys on a helicopter and right away you care about them. Right away. You get them bantering, you get them talking, and it really shows you the difference between a director like John McTiernan and whoever made this. Even the action scene.
Hopkins? I think it was...
Hopkins. Yeah. Yeah, and he did like some real... I looked up his IMDb page. He did a bunch of more crap movies after this. So he just... like it was his wheelhouse, I guess. I wasn't feeling it. I gave it a 2. Honestly, it doesn't have too much redeeming. I have this 4K box set. I don't think I'll ever put it in again. Like, I can't imagine I'm going to have a strong desire to watch it again. But I'm glad I saw it in full. It might be better than the last one. Again, I have not seen that in a long time, and I don't remember much about it. Yeah, it's a 2 for me. I didn't really like this movie.
All right, in terms of this movie, I've been shitting on it the whole review, to be honest with you, but I am one of those that I like watching this movie. It is just what it is. I enjoy it. I know it's crap, but I like the crap.
Yeah, you like it.
It's watchable crap. So I give it a 3. It's a good movie for me. I don't know about everybody else. I will watch this, but it's not one of those that I will pop on. But if it's on, I want to kill some hours, I go watch me some Predator 2. Now, don't get me wrong. I enjoy it. I like it. In terms of the action movie guys, like, is this going up into... No, it's not. But I will say this. This has way better qualities than some of the movies that we watched. Like, I'll say that. There's a lot... Like, I could go... Predator 2, is it underrated? I was thinking about it a lot. Is it an underrated film? That's a question that it's only for you to say. For me, it's very underrated, but I think it falls under the cult classic, cult following underrated. Like, I don't think it's an underrated, like a
hidden gem.
Yes, it's not a hidden gem underrated. This is a cult following underrated film. If you one of those that like watchable crap, then this movie is up there for you guys. I like it. I enjoy it. I think it's a great movie. Like I said, but I gave it a 3. It's a good watchable movie. I've seen a lot of shit action movies. So Assassins. Is it better than Assassins?
I like this better than Assassins.
Yeah.
I gave that a 5 in total.
No, so, but what's your total points?
12. So it's better than Assassins. I gave it a 12. I get what you're saying. There's plenty of movies that I like that I know aren't good. Matter of fact, when I looked up the IMDb page, this Hopkins guy directed a movie that is totally horrible that I like. It's called The Reaping with Hilary Swank. It's a bad movie. It's really bad, but I can watch it. It's watchable crap for me. So it just depends on how it hits you. I gave it a 12. What's your total?
I give it a 15 and a half. Like I said, I enjoy it for what it is. And like I said, I will rebuy it if it had a cooler cover for part 2.
Standalone?
Yeah, I would do it because I enjoyed it. Like I said, I like the artwork of the Predator anyway. I think it has an awesome design out of any monster creations that came out. All right. So with that said, Nate, what's coming up next?
All right. So coming up next, of course, we're going to be wrapping up Liam Neeson month with our final Liam Neeson and Jaume collaboration. We have the commuter. We're going to be reviewing that. And then, of course, next week we are tackling another one that I don't rewatch this franchise is what I'm realizing. We're going to be covering Predators, which I saw at the theater.
I did too.
I think maybe once since then. So I do remember a lot of it, though. I remember it more than Predator 2 or The Predator. So we're going to be doing a little bit of Predators. I'm actually looking forward to that rewatch because it's been a minute since I've seen it.
Well, I'll say this. Predators, right from Predators on up, I've been to the theater for all of them. I didn't do it for the first two because I would have been 4 years old in 87. Yeah. And then 90s.
You didn't choose what you saw back then.
Yeah, I didn't. So now we went to see Predators and I did see The Predator in the theater. And me and my wife were the only two in the theater.
I saw that in a Dolby theater and there were about 12 of us.
Yeah, no, it was just me and my wife and she passed out. That's all I remember. So it was only me by myself.
Pretty much.
But anyway, other than that, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixMovieReviews. Anything action movie guys related, go head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.